other contagion that lurk around. That's always been a problem in the blood supply, whether or not you're going to get hepatitis when you have a regular... But nowadays, in this day and age of AIDS, where someone may have been a prostitute and alcoholic and drug abuser, and then they just down to their last, they got to get $5 for another fix, and they sell their blood. My God, man. And they're warning us there may be another strain out there that doesn't show up in the blood test. I don't know. Makes me wonder a little bit about all of this. They say that, you know, we're warning high school people and all this other stuff about the dangers of heterosexual transmission. Name one! All right, magic. They said he got it from hobbling hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women. So maybe that's terrible. We wish him well and thank God his wife and baby are okay. But the average guy, I'm trying to think, what are the stats on this? Now, I keep talking about this. The average guy, like, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it from a woman, right? If you can honestly say, and here's the thing that screws up all the statistics. There are a lot of people that are involving themselves in homosexual behavior that don't admit to it. I bet you if you arrested half the guys in the bathroom up there at Montgomery Mall or that are circling the parking lot over Columbia Island Marina, half of them are going to be married guys. So when they show up positive on the AIDS thing, what are they going to say? How'd you get that? I don't know. My dentist, yeah. I don't know. I was promiscuous in my old days. Then I could admit, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm married and I got three kids. But every now and then I like to hang around the Iwo Jima Memorial and make friends with other guys. They're not going to admit that. They're not going to admit untoward behavior. I mean, some people are openly gay and we salute them. Bold, you're proud, you live your life as you see fit. But what screws up the stats... Now, these guys that slip off to the bathroom with a shopping bag under their arm and an auger drilling holes. They don't admit to that. So then they say, oh, I don't know. And then the media's on it. Attention, the heterosexual transmission of AIDS is terribly threatened. I wonder what the odds are. Your average guy going through life. You know, when you're married, fortunately, you're safe. However, I'm trying to picture a single guy. Try to picture your lifestyle. Let me turn back the hands of time. You're single. You go to a bar. Every now and then you get lucky. Most single guys probably do not find a different woman every Friday night. Probably don't. Every now and then you get lucky, you find one. Now, what are the odds are that one you find... Say you're really a master swordsman, and you find a different woman every Friday night. That's four a month. So what are the odds are that one of those will have AIDS and have some sort of bleeding and... You have some sort of port of access, some sort of sore of action. What are the odds that all of those things, it could happen? That's the scary thing. It could happen. But they've got people so terrified that people are thinking, oh, my God, I dated somebody back in 1983. And, oh, God, I probably have it. Oh, Jesus. One sneeze or one cough. They think, oh, God, it's got to be the big A. You got a nation literally in the grips of fear when you're more likely to keel over by so many other things. 500,000 people a year just drop dead of a heart attack. Hell, 1 in 20 people... die trying to evacuate a stool, for God's sake. 1 in 20 people die on a toilet. And everybody, you know, 500,000 people end up with heart attacks, 500,000 people with cancer, another 500,000 people with stroke, and not that we should at all diminish the importance of finding the cure for this, because we should. It's a terrible thing. But we need to keep rational about all this. We need to keep calm and perspective. And I don't think you gain a lot of sympathy by throwing condoms at priests and that kind of thing. I don't know. I think you lose for the cause there. I just wonder what statistically. I mean, we've heard all the different stories and how in Africa it seems, oh, yes, they're quick to jump on that. But we don't know what's going on over there. I read one time where they were using the same needle to vaccinate 150 people. Doctor asked why. They said, well, because malaria is a more immediate threat. AIDS could take you 10, 15 years to come down with. You could be dead by, you know, run over by an elephant by then. So we got to worry about this malaria. Now, every Tom, Dick, and Harry comes down with it at a tremendous rate. I don't think we're doing the proper research. I think the media loves to feast on the potential for disaster. My favorite is the California earthquake scene. They love the guy. In the next 30 years, California may see the most brutal earthquake that has ever seen. The San Andreas Fault, sometime in the next 30 years, may kick in. If it hits in Los Angeles or San Francisco, the death toll could be tremendous. Billions of dollars could be lost. In the next 30 years, if this earthquake hits, it could wreak havoc on California as we know it. But then again, maybe it won't kick in. Maybe another 50 years. Maybe it won't happen ever. Yeah, but they love it. They love to feast on it, eh? A feeding frenzy. Sometimes I feel like a Jekyll and they're nipping at my heels. Well, by golly, it won't be easy to bring this Jekyll down. Let me tell you something right here and right now. As I sit here pontificating.